What is the question sixth grade you would have had to adult you? And what would that answer have been? This one from Maine. Sixth grade me, are you a doctor now? Answer, drinking Dr. Pepper during biology is the closest you'll ever get to med school, kid.
Oh, man. So close.
Also, I mean, you'd have been a pretty dumb sixth grader if you thought in 6 years you'd be a doctor. You're just getting out of high school.
Well, maybe it was too adult version of them.
Jeez, man.
Sixth grade me, I bet we're going to be a famous aerobatic pilot. Nope, I'm covered in animal crap pulling wildlife out of people's houses. Hope you enjoy arguing with raccoons, kid.
Boy. Quite a turn.
Sixth grade me, I am definitely the mad scientist I always wanted to be. Age 32. I hate math, I hate science, and I have a job at AV. This might be my favorite from Lansing. Sixth grade me, did you ever make Emily your girlfriend? High school me, dude, you're gay. That totally makes sense. That's a big turn of events. Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Oh, my God. Oh, I like this one from here locally. Sixth grade free beer to his future self. Has your wife been born yet?
Don't you mind your own business, you snot-nosed wiener.
The answer is no.
not for quite a while.
Well,
right?
One of them.
Yeah, one of them. Yeah.
One of them's in seventh grade.
Yeah.
You know. Well, life comes at you fast, sixth grade kid.
Yeah.
I think sixth grade me would ask me if I ever stopped wearing these like bright orange cargo pants that I loved.
Like a prisoner?
You know what? I never thought of it like that. But
that's
what it,
in my head, it's pretty similar.
Yep, it was. It's very Orange is the New Black for me. And I was obsessed with them. I don't think I started wearing a bra until like 10th or 11th grade. And I think I swore to myself I'd never wear a bra or a purse. So I think sixth grade me would be like, did you ever girl it up? Because the only time I really girled it up was when my mom bought me clothes.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I was full tomboy.
Would sixth grade you be surprised by the version of you that exists now?
Yeah.
What would surprise sixth grade you about you?
That I'm on the radio would be shocking in such a cool way.
Because it never would have crossed your mind?
No, and I loved the radio. Yeah. I listened to the radio all through high school. It wasn't until I was late high school, early college that an iPod was even an option. It was an iPod Shuffle. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't afford it anyway. And my cool radio on my Jeep Grand Cherokee, I'd be asking if I still was in my Jeep Grand Cherokee too. I had a 1996 Jeep Grand Cherokee. And sixth grade me would be wondering, like, what are you driving? And by senior year me would be like, you're never getting rid of this car. So I'd be asking 30-something me.
Right.
We still driving our Jeep. But now, you know what? I am driving my
You'd
dream
pretty
car.
Pretty happy, yeah.
In sixth grade, I was always going to have a Jeep Wrangler. I knew. I was like, I'm going to drive a Jeep Wrangler one day. So that's pretty cool. But yeah, I'd be shocked by my job. Little me sitting in the corner would be like, wow, this is so cool.
Yeah, that's very true. Pat and Lansing, what would sixth grade you have been wondering?
My questions would have been, have I gotten laid, and have I seen a Bloister Cult concert?
Okay. Did you accomplish?
No to both.
Did you accomplish those?
Both a few times, but I only got a t-shirt for one.
Okay.
The concert.
Right. Okay.
Oh, I was going to say, I got one for sex, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a t-shirt that just says, you did it, and it's a picture of a lady.
I've had sex.
Uh-huh.
A Blue Oyster Cult concert.
Sixth grade me while in the Netherlands. Have we moved to the United States yet? Answer yes, and life is great.
Good for you.
Yeah. Let's see. 1-800-947-3979. Sixth grade me. It gets easier, right? Current me. Learn how not to ask questions you don't want to know the answer to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Boy,
that's. I don't know. Do you think that's true? Would sixth grade you think it got easier? Or is it like most parents say, it's just different forms of different problems?
Just it's difficult, but in a different way.
I think hopefully by adulthood, you learn that most problems, most, are more temporary than what you believe they are when you're younger. Because it feels like, well, this turmoil is my new normal now. Mm-hmm. This is it.
Everything
but
is
most
huge
things pass.
When you're a kid.
And everything social is different when you're a kid. Everything social is difficult. Because all you're worried about is how you're going to fit in and whether people are going to like you or not. That doesn't really affect me now.
Uh-uh.
Don't worry about that.
Sixth grade me to older me. Did dad ever come back with that milk he talked about?
No.
Steve, what would surprise sixth grade you about you now? What would you be happy about? What would you be disappointed about anything?
I think sixth grade me would think that this job is awesome.
Mm-hmm. There's no question.
But I'd be shocked that that's what I went into.
Yeah.
Because I didn't speak up much. I was a pretty quiet kid, I think.
Yeah. Like no one in your class was, he's most likely to be in the.
No. Not a chance.
What would your sixth grade you be disappointed by? Anything?
I don't know. I'm sure there's a ton. What was I into in sixth grade? Probably that I dropped out of Boy Scouts because I thought that was really cool back then. I was really into that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the sixth grade, you would be disappointed. Like adult you doesn't care.
No.
Sixth grade you would love what?
Would love that I'm doing this as a job.
Okay. What else?
Because like Kelly, like I loved the radio. Like I loved music. I'd be surprised that I wasn't doing something radio related with music, though. Mm-hmm. I would be shocked that I was on a talk show. So I would be pretty geeked about that. I'd be geeked about a lot of things, actually. I would be, sixth grade me would be bummed out, though, that I had been divorced. Because I always wanted to be married and have kids. And, like, my parents were married. I'm the only one who's been divorced in my whole family. So it was like, oh, come on, not me.
Yeah.
So I would be a little bummed by that. But overall, I think sixth grade me would be pretty excited. I'd be a little disappointed at my lack of race car driver championships, though. Because I really wanted to be a race car driver.
But sixth grade, you would have had to have been geeked that you got a Camaro.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? Yeah. If I found out that I had, like, more than one car.
Well, that you had a Corvette once and a Camaro.
Yeah.
Or that you got to drive at a racetrack
once. What are you, Tom Sneva?
Yeah, or that, if I found out that I had gotten to go to Daytona a few times or the Indy 500. And I mean, I'd be bummed that I wasn't as a driver, but... Right. Be pretty geeked that I got to go to those things. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course, man.
And sixth grade me would have been so excited to know that a wrestler named Umaga got punched in the face and spit high in the air and it landed on my friend Ben and he freaked out. That's sixth grade me, because sixth grade me loved pro wrestling. And that was when I went to pro wrestling for the first time. And to know I'd be back sitting third row seeing. The masked luchador guy that I can't think of.
Nacho Libre.
Nope, but same idea. He lost his mask and took a kid's mask and
was
and
it Rey Mysterio?
Rey Mysterio Jr. Yes, thank you.
Yeah,
he got thrown into the stands and they tried to do the old pull his mask off trick, which they're supposed to do it until it almost comes off, but never supposed to have it come off. And it came off, and he covered his face and hid in the crowd. And then the kid in front of us gave him a mask. And he put on the mask the kid happened to have bought. There's no way it was a plant.
Oh.
Because the kid and his mom were, like, stoked. Because then they got the one he had worn to the ring.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Sixth grade me would have thought that was awesome.
That was pretty badass. We made Chris Jericho laugh that night with something we said. He just gave us a look and sort of a sneer and a wink. And I'm like, oh, that was pretty badass. Like, he acknowledged that we were being stupid while still staying in character.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun. That was a fun night. Malin. Sixth grade, you would have been disappointed by?
A lot.
Really?
I'm sitting here. I'm like, man, I think she would be disappointed that we ended up, I moved back to my hometown because at that point, even I was like, I'm never going back. I'm going to live in Chicago. I'm going to live somewhere cool, like this, that, or the other thing.
Yeah.
I think I'd be really happy that I live where I live now.
Yeah.
For sure. But just knowing that, we went back and lived in our hometown and tried to make that work or tried too hard to make that work when all signs were pointing to no.
Yeah.
I think also she'd be disappointed that my parents are divorced. I don't think she'd be surprised, but.
But would sixth grade you have been surprised?
No.
Yeah.
Probably
Same.
Not.
Same.
Gosh, I feel like everybody in sixth grade worries that their parents are going to get divorced.
I mean, I would have been worried just, oh, what's going to happen? But yeah. I wouldn't have been like super shocked, like, oh, man, I wonder what went wrong.
Yeah. My mom and dad didn't fight a lot, but every time they did, I'm like, oh, I bet they get divorced, and I bet it's because of me.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, can you relate to that? This text, yeah. Sixth grade Steve, did your real ladder ever come back?
Oh.
real ladder?
Sixth grade me would be like, did we marry Lori Wade? She was like the first girl I ever had a crush on. And then the fact that I ever got married would be shocking. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, whoa, what? Weird.